Come on. The time is right. The time is now. Welcome to Lifeblood. Be well and welcome our guest, strong and powerful Dr. Daryl Misek. Welcome, Dr. Daryl.
Thank you for having me.
Excited to have you on. Dr. Daryl is a naturopathic physician. He is a pharmacist. He's the father of five, the owner and operator of Pittsburgh Alternative Health. And he is the founder of Vitalometry, an organization focused on anti-aging and helping people lead happier and better lives. Dr. Daryl, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, that's a loaded question. I mean, personal life is busy, you know, running a few companies. But in reality, it's the benefit of watching people get better when they're told that they aren't going to. You know, I think the practice of understanding, I'm one of these people who learns how to take things apart and how to put them back together. And as I went into naturopathic medicine, I kept diving down rabbit holes that led me down the concept of bioelectric chemistry, what I teach. I've done articles that I've written to the profession about it, and it's based on the work of Dr. Kerry Reams and Reams' biological theory of ionization, where you're actually teaching people how to get more energy from their food than what they're consuming in the day, and their body self-restores by repleting the body with what it needs. And just watching people restore is just an amazing thing. And later on, you know, we can tell the story of how I developed the Vitalometry product for telomeres and anti-aging and just the wonderful things that people were experiencing with that. But bottom line, busy guy, love what I do, but, you know, helping people and trying to equip people to be healthy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. How did you even, like, bioelectric chemistry, those are three words, or maybe two words I've never heard put together before, and you referenced another physician, I believe. How long has that been an area of research?
Well, Reams, Dr. Kerry Reams, he explained that, you know, while Einstein was taking apart an atom, Reams was like, well, how does it go back together? You know, so so we understand that the universe, Tesla, everything you have to think in terms of frequency and vibration. Einstein, well, it's all relative. Everything's relative to one another, and energy is the same thing as matter. So Reams says, okay, human beings are energy, which comes down to heat and electricity. Well, how does it come together? And he discovered that the matrix of what we're made of in the atoms is from the mineralization. So he was an agricultural genius. He mathematically explained the human body in terms of frequency and vibration, and how to monitor that through monitoring basic urine and saliva variables of sugars, pHs of the urine and the saliva, conductivity, cell debris, the turnovers of the cells, and then nitrates, nitrates and ammonia nitrates, how we build versus how we're breaking down proteins in the body. And it gives pictures of where these imbalances are. And I can look at a set of numbers and tell you what symptoms you're having without ever even looking at a chart. It's a beautiful system, because what it shows is that all disease is just an imbalance. All disease is a reflection of the chemistry being out. And based upon the chemistry being out, it gives a particular set of symptoms. So you can turn around and tell people, well, this is probably what you're having and experience. And they're like, oh, my God, somebody finally hears and knows what's going on with me. Where did you see that in my chart? I'm like, I haven't even read your chart yet. So it's really a beautiful thing.
Amazing. And in terms of people who are practicing this kind of medicine and focused on this kind of work, is it growing? Is it exploding? Are you on the cutting edge?
People call me on the cutting edge. They say that I'm the guru now. And I don't always like to think of it that way, because Reams, in the mathematical genius that he was, said that he was in kindergarten and understanding all the possibilities mathematically of what these numbers could represent. So I consider myself in preschool, you know. Most of the people that are out there are naturopaths that, you know, that go to those non-licensable naturopathic schools is where this is carried on and taught. But in my opinion, it's never really been taught in a way because of the years of it being suppressed, you know? And so the Reams was curing everybody, you know, and then he got thrown in jail in 15 states, and everybody that he taught how to do it was scared to do it because they were getting thrown in jail back in the 70s for fasting people, teaching them how to eat, and watching them get restored, you know. And so so we're part of a private group that gives us the ability to educate in private groups, and that Ninth Amendment right. And that's how we teach it. And so I'm just bringing it back to the forefront. I've written articles in Naturopathic Doctor News and Review, and they keep asking me for more. I'm just too busy to write them. And but this is just amazing information of a home equipping way that people can turn around and take advantage or take control of their health and understand their health. I wrote a book. It's in the aspects of getting it to the right publisher, and hopefully we can get this out and put it before people and truly make an impact on the health of this world.
Nice. All right. So certainly getting put in jail or prison is a pretty scary thing. So I can imagine that would be a bit of a deterrent for why others would not pursue this aspect of medicine. And it sounds like it's still not necessarily the powers that be, for lack of a better term, or traditional medicine are still not super excited about it.
Well, the way that works is they control the information, and if it's not approved as a system of medicine, then you're practicing medicine without a license. Is what it came down to. Reams never gave anybody a single pill. What he did is he taught people how fasting and what foods were appropriate for them, and then he gave them minerals or basic vitamins to rebuild the body because of such depletion. And so when people walk out of my office, they might walk out with some calcium, selenium, zinc, maybe some iodine, maybe some magnesium, and then sometimes a couple B6, B12, folate maybe, sometimes some C or D. But that's it. You're getting basics. The key is learning the foods that are appropriate for you based upon your chemistry. And so he categorized foods based upon their mineral content. When your pHs are here, you need to eat this. When your pHs are here, you need to eat this, because we have a definition of what perfect is. And so any variable that's away from perfect, he showed this is what you eat to move it back in the right direction. And if you just watch the body restore based upon what was even taught by the original American homeopath, Constantine Herring, back in the 1800s. He taught, you know, the patterns of healing, and it's amazing just to watch them. Symptoms go in reverse order. You see things come out of the beautiful process that just takes you back to where in naturopathic medicine you learn this nature cure per se, you know. And they teach you the process of nature cure, but nowadays they're teaching diagnosis and treatment of disease using natural substances. This is stepping back and saying, here's a plan of eating that's specific for you, and only you can verify it by measuring. And if you see the measurements outside, it's an analytical perspective versus a diagnostic. If you analyze, it's cause and effect. You do this and you watch it restore. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense to me, and it really resonates with me. I imagine, and tell me what the cause of a lot of the problems that we have as Americans. It's probably the food that we're eating and toxic crap that's in our environments, I imagine. And just ask sort of the next part of the question. Are there different, is everybody uniquely different, or are there sort of types of people where George should have more of a meat-based diet, where Doc should have more of a plant-based diet? Are there like categories or classes?
Yeah, well, let's simplify disease to be either deficiency or excess. So excess is, hey, you've been exposed to toxins or something that your body can no longer energetically keep under control, so it doesn't have what it needs to get rid of that, and you accumulate and you get symptoms associated with it. But if you can't get rid of something, there's a deficiency in something that's preventing you from being able to get rid of it. So Reams basically said all disease was deficiency. You just have to be able to identify the right deficiency. And most of them are minerals that control the electrical potential. I mean, you hear about people getting EKGs or EEGs or EMGs, you know, electrical activity of the muscles, the brain, or the heart. And they're looking at these studies to see what's going on, but they don't tell you that all those electrical potentials start with the movement of sodium and potassium, and they're all governed by calcium channels. You know, everything is electrical and based upon mineral utilization in the body. And so Reams broke down the composition of the body, 60% calcium, 24% phosphorus, 12% potassium, 85 trace minerals make up the last 4%. And he basically broke it down like a soil and said, hey, when these are imbalanced, these are the symptoms you see associated with it. So the more you do this bioelectric chemistry, you know, and you start looking at the numbers and you understand what minerals are not going to be available, you start recognizing specific mineral deficiencies. And then you're like, oh, let me just start giving this. And then slowly and steadily, I mean, if people have been depleting their minerals for 50, 60 years, you're not going to take it and get it back in 3 weeks.
Right.
I've done hair analysis and see that it took 4 years for me to get a normal hair analysis, you know, just to replete the minerals that have been depleted. So it takes years to put this stuff back in you when you're depleting for years. So once you learn the lifestyle, you can feel better in a few weeks. But then maintaining a healthy lifestyle and seeing that improvement in health consistently instead of aging and falling apart, you know, it's beautiful. It's just a wonderful experience to watch people, you know, have.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So how do I figure out if I have deficiencies?
I guarantee you do. If you have
Rats.
Any symptoms, Reams basically said that the day that you consume more energy than what you get from your food is the first day of disease. So the question is at how energy efficient you are. So what he did is he broke down based upon these sets of numbers, you know, range A, B, C, D, and E. Range A is 95 to 100% efficient. Range B is 75 to 95%. Range C, 50 to 75. Range D is 20 to 50. And range E is 4 to 20% energy efficient. So, and your chemistry is only as strong as the weakest link. So when you look at all of the numbers, if one set of numbers is in range E, you're in range E, even if all the others are focusing in range B. Make sense?
Yes.
And so, because chemistry is only as good as the slowest link. And so he basically said, let's improve. If I can get people into the AB range consistently, you just watch restoration occur. We call it the restoration range. Reams called it the healing range. You know, and basically you have a set of numbers where your sugar should be 1.5 to 2, your pH is between 3 to 6.6, your conductivity between 6.5 and 10, your cell 3 million particles coming out consistently, so your body's eliminating the bad cells, and your nitrates in reality should be about 10 to 12 over 5 to 7, so you're building protein. And so he gave an outline of energy efficiency. So when you look at where the energy weaknesses are, it steers to specific deficiencies where you first try to do it through diet. And if you learn to monitor just your sugars and your pHs, you'll learn to know just by testing with a refractometer and pH strips, you'll learn to recognize what foods are appropriate for me, and that's the place to start. Learn your patterns. Learn what foods do, learn to recognize a food allergy pattern, stop eating those foods, and then consistently get the drinking enough water and eating the right foods that keep your chemistry stable, and you see amazing things happen.
Nice. So I appreciate that information. Is there like a diagnostic that I can take?
It's not a diagnostic. We call it an analytical. It's a urine and saliva test that's most people, I you know, to find a practitioner, you can Google RBTI, Reams Biological Theory of Ionization Map, RBTI map, and then you'll find people listed there that do it. They're not necessarily doctors or people who have just been trained how to do it. It's just a beautiful system, you know. and finding somebody who can actually run a set of numbers. What we do is I have clients all over the United States, actually out of the country. I had somebody who just came from Yugoslavia. Their family flew them here because they've been working with me for their mother who had breast cancer. And what I have people who are out of the country, out of the state, is if they buy your own testing equipment, if you learn to run your own set of numbers, then you can do phone consults. And what we're doing is we've got a computer program that if you put your set of numbers in and where they're out, it gives guidelines to say, hey, you should eat this way. You know, what to eat, what to drink, you know, what to take. You know, here's some basic supplementation, all within safe guidelines of taking any of them, you know. But basic supplementation that'll support your chemistry to move back towards ideal. You start generating more energy, you just watch things change. It's really kind of cool. So most people buy their own testing equipment, order it through my office, and then we turn around and give you all the handouts when people order through my office of how to recognize what to do with those numbers.
Got it. Okay. So I can get everything that I need on your site. Give us the site.
Yeah. Well, PittsburghAlternativeHealth.com is my office. DocMisak, DocMisak.com. DocMisak.com steers you to everything. If you go to the media in there, you'll see podcasts. You'll see where I've educated people. You'll see connections to Vitalometry. You know, Vitalometries are telomere-focused anti-aging supplement. We've had wonderful results with that. And if people listen to your show and use the discount code Lifeblood, we'll give them 10% off. You know, and that way we know that they listened to the show and they were interested. You know, 2009 Nobel Prize is telomeres shorten. We age, and they discovered the enzyme telomerase. So I put my compounding pharmacy and naturopathic together in 2014 and said, hey, how do you stimulate this enzyme? Came up with that product, Vitalometry, and we have just heard beautiful, wonderful stories with that. And that's really how I'm trying to get to a point where we can generate enough money that we can build retreat centers where people can come, learn to test, do testing, learn farming. Reams taught what he called high BRICS farming. The higher the mineral content, the drought resistant, the better the food, and the better nourishment for you and I. So we want to connect farmers who are learning how to remineralize their soil with people who are testing and learning how to become more healthy and just create something through you know, a network that restores the health of America. Let's get away from Franken farming and let's move right into something that restores people. And that's just the way of looking at it. If you want to change health, it's not by, you know, trying to teach something. It's change our food, and then we'll see health change in this United, in this world.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I'm super excited to dig into this myself, because I'm certainly interested in living a healthy lifestyle. But to your point, I'm sure that I am deficient in probably lots of different areas. So I'm excited to learn more. So, well, Dr. Darrell, give us the website one more time.
If you go to DocMisak, DocMisak, you can find links to everything. You can find my YouTube channel, DocMisak. Links to that. You can find articles that I've written. You can find my office and Vitalometry all through DocMisak.com.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Darrell your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to DocMisak.com, DocMisak. Check out the great resources and figure out what you can be doing to lead a happier and longer and healthier life. And if you do decide to buy something, enter Lifeblood in and get 10% off. Thanks again, Dr. Darrell.
It was fun. Thank you for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.